We believe these words with all our hearts, which we have just sung, and especially again and again in the chorus, where the songwriter expresses, Jesus died for you, Jesus died for me, yes, for all of us, the Lord died. Praise God, He died for me. And you know, before He died, He prayed, and this prayer we would like to read now, from John 17. It is the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up His eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest Me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou Me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest Me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them Me, and they have kept Thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever Thou hast given Me are of Thee. For I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest Me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou didst send Me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given Me, for they are Thine, and all Mine are Thine, and Thine are Mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to Thee, Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given Me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. Those that Thou gavest Me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to Thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have My joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them Thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that Thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that Thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. As Thou hast sent Me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify Myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord for his precious and holy word, for this prayer which the Lord prayed. He has cared for his own to the end, and has lifted up these words to God, to his Father, as it is written here. He said all that was necessary. From the beginning he knew what was coming, what would be, and he also knew that the son of perdition would be there. Yes, he knew everything. And so he prayed and interceded for his own. Yes, he says, not only for them, but also for those who will come to believe in me through their word. Brothers and sisters, we believe with all our hearts that God was in Christ and that he redeemed the world. And as we have sung here, Jesus died for you, Jesus died for me. Yes, for all of us, the Lord died. Praise be to him. He died for me. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Now let us stand and pray together. Heavenly Father, we also thank you with all our hearts for this hour of grace this evening. We thank you for this gathering. We thank you, Lord, for bringing our dear brother back into our midst in health. We are delighted, Lord. We give you the glory and the praise and the worship, O God. We are so thankful, Lord, for each other, that we may stand here together. For Lord, you have called us before the foundation of the world. We were chosen, Lord. You also prayed for us before we were here. You have already seen, Lord, that we will come, that we will be here. You have also seen this evening hour. You have given us everything, Lord. You have also made your word known to us in a mighty way in these last days. And we too may believe, Lord, as they believed, Lord, that you were sent. And we too may see that in these days you have sent your servant, your messenger, and your word, and that you also in these days have messengers whom you send to distribute your word to your people. We thank you, and we give you the glory tonight. Faithful God, we ask you to come to your right in this evening hour in all our lives, and in the midst of your people. Bless my dear brother, whom you have brought home again. Bless us all, Lord, who desire to hear your word, O God. We come together here for no other purpose than to hear your word and to bring you glory and worship, Lord. Lord, we also ask you to take away from us all that is not pleasing to you, all that is disturbing, Lord. Take away, Lord. We only want to hear your words that you have to say to us. Lord, we know you have ascended, but you have left your word to us, Lord. And for that we are glad and thankful. Faithful God, we also want to bring straight away this prayer request for the sister here. Lord, you know the need. You know, Lord, what is wrong in her life. But you are the great physician and you are the great helper. We worship you and pray, Lord, that you would touch the sister right now in this hour, Lord. And may you prove yourself to be the great physician, Lord. You know no boundaries, whether it is in the GDR or in Russia or wherever it may be. You are the same God. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and glorious Jesus name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for the privilege of being here to worship and to offer due thanks to our God for all that He does to the children of men. What people do will pass away. What He does will endure forever. And we may say He does great things. It is not always the masses. It is the quality. God seeks His own wherever He can find them, opens doors, saves, blesses, and reveals Himself to those who seek Him. I want to be very brief. Just read one word. You all know when you come back, of course you hear some things, and that doesn't do you any good. The best thing is to hear nothing and see nothing. To engage with God, to be immersed in His Word, and to go from city to city, from meeting to meeting, and serve the Lord. That is the best thing. When you hear something, every human being is still human. One is then somehow moved, and one asks oneself the question, when will the devil desist? I had to, after speaking briefly with my brother Arthur, and when you hear things like that, that hit you so directly, and sometimes very cruel, sometimes absolutely untrue, sometimes half-truth, then it is somehow painful. And you realize that Satan probably leaves many others alone, but somehow he doesn't want to calm down. Whether I'm causing him such great harm, I'm not doing him any harm. I am only calling out those whom God called out before the foundation of the world. I am not doing anything else. I am not taking any of His. He could actually leave me alone, right? I am not taking any of His. I am only calling, like all the other servants of God, the children of God, but not the others. They don't even hear. And we have read and heard in the Gospel of John, that the Lord, our God, has loved His own and ordained them before the foundation of the world to behold the glory of God. And according to Matthew 13, there are two sowers. One sowed good seed, that is the sons of the kingdom, and when the people were asleep, the other sowed, And that was the evil seed. That was the sons of the enemy. So they are two different seeds, and they both come up. We will never, whether we talk of thousands, of hundreds, or of tens, whatever it may be, we will never call out one who has not been called out by God. It doesn't work. We have God's Word, and God's Word is a divine call, and the others cannot. They may hear with their ears, but they cannot believe in their heart, and they cannot walk the whole way with God. When I read the story of the temptation of the Lord today, it says here in the last verses of Matthew chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, "Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." I had to think about it, that the story of the Lord's temptation had a beginning, and it also had an end. The devil had pounced on the Lord with great power, and of course wanted to overthrow him somehow. But then at the end, the Lord had told him, "Satan, get thee hence, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." I mean that the Lord can succeed, and that it will be his business to rebuke the enemy. For it is not about me. You can take my word for it. It could be Miller or it could be Meyer. If God had called Miller or Meyer to carry out his commission at this time, then the Miller or Meyer, whoever the Lord had called, would be the target of Satan. And therefore, you can really believe me, it is not about a man. It is about a cause of God. And it's a spiritual battle. And that battle is not just in the air. It's happening here on earth. In this verse 11, it says, "Then the devil leaveth him." I liked this word the best. "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." That's what I actually want. For the devil to give up. That he realizes that there is no point. And for the angels to come and minister. That was the end of the temptation story. The end of our Lord's temptation story was that Satan left him and that the angels came and ministered to him. And that word somehow became a comfort to me. But the longing is of course here, because every human being has only one set of nerves. And at some point, the ordeal is on a knife's edge and hangs by a thread. This we must admit. But let the enemy desist. Let him realize that he will not achieve anything among the people of God. He can do great harm, it is true. But none of those will be missing whom God ordained before the foundation of the world to behold his glory. We read along, the Lord says, "I pray not for the world, By this he means those who are not ordained to be saved, but for those whom thou gavest me before the foundation of the world. And we know how often it has been emphasized that before the foundation of the world, we were chosen by God to be sons and daughters of God and to behold the glory of the Lord. But let us make it our common concern and prayer that also this scripture will soon be fulfilled, that the devil will desist and that the angels will come and minister unto us. You will say, should angels come and minister? Yes, let them. It will not hurt them and it will not hurt us. In Hebrews 1 it says, let me read it, Hebrews 1. Here it is literally written that the angels are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 12, maybe verse 13 and 14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So, in verse 14 it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. These two words came to me after thinking about what the enemy has in mind. He will certainly know, but whether he knows everything, I do not know. God knows everything, I know that. But the enemy will certainly only know as much as he knows, and nothing more. But one thing he would have to take note of is that God has a blood-bought multitude, and that he has lost his right to that blood-bought multitude forever and ever. He may accuse, he may do what he likes. He, together with all his own, will be made the footstool of the Lord. And the Lord will emerge victorious with his own from it all. If I were a private person, I could sit down, and the devil would sit down too. But when someone stands up in the name of the Lord, he also stands up. And that is basically, if you look at it biblically, not surprising at all. Let us believe and pray together that God will answer prayers. And the worst thing that can happen to us is that in this very last time, if we have ever spoken of last hours or last days, we can now speak of the last minutes, the last seconds before the coming of the Lord. And if we cannot use this time, this most precious time, properly, and perhaps not redeeming it as it should be, so that the last ones are called. What have we got out of it then? What do we as believers get out of making life difficult for each other? What do we as believers get out of doing what is done? What do we get out of it? Surely he who laughs his head off is the devil, who has an easy time of it. And I have, perhaps this does not belong here, but in the past few days, I have received writings about things that one cannot say here. With what subtlety the evil spirit is active in religious form. You can't actually say it here, but it's worldwide. And I believe that God, as I said earlier, can emerge victorious from everything. But we have to experience the time when we feel the hand of God in such a way, and the Lord makes a way out so that we can serve Him freely without any worries. If I have to deal with everything, what is left for me? How am I to make myself available to God? How am I supposed to serve Him? I do it, of course. But the pain, hardly anyone can sympathize with that. I want to serve God completely in the very last stage of my life. With the devotion of my heart and with all that is within me. And I want to see the completion of God's work and witness that God, as the righteous, as the true one, is victorious with His people. He, the victor of Golgotha, has not only won and given the victory, He won it for you and for me. He gave it to you and to me. Full salvation, as the songwriter sings, teaches us the Bible. And we want to have this full salvation in Christ, the crucified, and confidently go forward in faith. I only hope, as I have already expressed, that at some point in the near future, the enemy will desist, and that the Lord, and for my sake, even His angels, will minister to us. All things are possible. An angel came to Zacharias. We do not wait for it, and we do not need to pray for it. But with God, all things are possible. And I would not be surprised if God does extraordinary things among His people in this very last time. But for that it is necessary that He reveals Himself, that we can serve Him without worry. And I wish it once again. I hope that the prophecy that the old Sister Jackson gave many years ago in South Africa, quite suddenly, after a service, unusual for them there too, because they must have followed the order that you should operate the gifts before the service. I must have written it down somewhere. In any case, it said that God would give me back my joy and everything I had, and double it by grace. I wish that, not only for my own sake, believe me, I wish this for the sake of God's people. the more God can give to His servants, the more they can give. And the more we can pass on, the more blessed the people will be. Believe me for sure. I know that God has given some things, but I know just as well that He has more. And the more He can give, the more we can pass on. And He says He wants to give us the fullness, and for that we will pray and we will believe. Thank you very much for the prayers. I could have rested today, and I should have rested, but it is simply given to me on the way. I had to think about it. Today is Saturday, and you will rest, and there is a meeting. No, I can't. So I'm grateful to have been here, and I wish you God's blessing from my heart. Amen. Let us stand and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You with all our hearts for this hour of grace. Lord, we come to You together, O God. O Lord, we pray, may the evil one lose his right at this moment. Lord, we look up to You and we command Satan that he is shattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That Your servant may serve in freedom. For You have ordained him, Lord, and have chosen him, Lord. To Your name be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to You, the Lamb, now and forever. Thanks be to You, Lord, even for this hour of grace. You will lead and guide my brother. You will continue to make him a blessing. Bless Your people in Zurich, also tomorrow, Lord. Bless Your chosen ones in all places, Lord. You have given grace, Lord, and You will still continue to work. You will yet call the last ones, even from China and from Thailand, wherever it is, Lord. You will call the last ones, Lord. You will let Your call go forth, Lord. Thanks be to You, Lord. Worship to Your wonderful name. Bless all who have come tonight, Lord. May we remain in a bond of love, Lord, until we come from believing unto seeing, Lord. This is my prayer, O Lord. Hallelujah. To Your name. Amen.